Rusty Quill presents.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, what do you want to do, Bella? Read one of these letters, maybe? Give me a second. We have a few on the counter. Okay, animals? I grabbed a few. Whoa, can you guys relax? I can't leave either of you alone without you freaking out. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'll try not to do that anymore. It's okay, girl. It's okay, bug. I'm here now. Okay, this one is from 753 Kunduskeag Ave. What town is that in? Oh, it's in Bangor, which I know how to pronounce now. Thanks, Dad. Okay. 753 Kunduskeag Ave. Hello. I saw something the other night that I shouldn't have seen, and I don't know how I'm supposed to just pretend I didn't see it. Let me backtrack a bit. I live here with my mom and dad. We've been in the same house my whole life. Everything has been normal for as long as I can remember. We go on family trips, you know, camping, hiking, theme parks, all that stuff. My parents are the type of people that really value family time. Thinking back, I honestly can't even remember any formative event in my life that either of them missed. They were there for every single parent's day at school. They made it to every baseball game, even during that season where I struck out every single game. They saw every school play that I was a part of, even when it was just on the backstage crew. They were always there. Another thing we would always do was have family dinners every night. It was always so important to them. In fact, they would always have dinner at exactly 7:30 p.m. on the dot, and they would be furious with me if I ever missed it. I'm talking full-on scorched earth, how dare you miss dinner, you're grounded, furious. Every day would be dinner at 7:30, and then I would just do my own thing before eventually passing out around 9 p.m. every single day. That was until that night last week. I was homesick for the day. I think it was some sort of stomach bug. Too much information, I'm sure, but I couldn't keep anything down. My parents seemed so worried. I assumed they were just worried that I was so sick, but they kept stressing how important it was that I make it to the table for dinner by 7:30 p.m. The last thing I wanted to do was eat dinner. Just the thought of it was making me queasy. But I made sure to be down there to avoid the wrath of my mom and dad. I enjoyed my mom's chicken noodle soup, knowing full well that it would be a challenge to not immediately throw everything up. Gross. I downed the last big gulp of broth and went to my room to lie down. I fell asleep within what felt like seconds after my head hit the pillow. At around 9:10, I woke up to puke actively projecting out of my mouth onto my bed. I groggily got out of bed and stumbled into the bathroom to clean myself off. The smell alone made me throw up again. Ugh. As I was cleaning myself off again, I heard the back door of the house close. That didn't make sense to me. My parents usually go to bed the same time I do, like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I looked outside my bathroom window and saw both of my parents walking down the pathway in the backyard towards the woods. I didn't think much of it. Maybe our dog got out and they just went out to find him. So I just threw my sheets into the wash and went back to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I asked my parents what happened last night. They just gave me these confused looks on their faces. I asked if the dog got out because I saw them heading out into the woods. My dad just looked at me and assured me that I must have been dreaming. He said I was really out of it last night. But I saw something. They didn't think I noticed, but I did. After I said that I saw them last night, my mom's eyes lit up with what looked like a flash of fear. It was only for a split second, but it was definitely there. I didn't know what it meant at the time. I asked my parents if I could stay home from school again that day and rest. I was feeling better, but I didn't want to get anyone at school sick, so I wanted to err on the side of caution. After breakfast, my parents went off to work and I went upstairs to my room. I couldn't get that look I saw in my mom's eyes out of my head. Something was off, but I just didn't know what. I waited about an hour to make sure they were actually gone, and then I decided to do what I do best. Snoop. I opened the door to their room and began to look around. I didn't even know what I was looking for. But there had to be something. I hastily went through all of their dresser drawers, being careful not to disturb anything inside. I didn't want to give them any indication that I was in their room. There was nothing out of the ordinary. I was then hit with this overwhelming wave of anxiety. They're going to know that I was in here. I needed to come up with an excuse, a reason that I was in there. I grabbed their laundry basket and took it to the washing machine to complete my cover. As I was throwing the dirty clothes into the machine, I noticed a small crumpled piece of paper fall onto the floor. Curiosity got the best of me, and I uncrumpled it to get a closer look. It was a receipt for the local pharmacy. It was for almost $500 of something called diphenhydramine? Diphenhydramine? I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I started the machine and took the receipt with me to do a little more digging. Diphenhydramine is often used as a sleep aid. I got this sinking pit in my stomach. Why the hell would anyone ever need to buy any sort of sleep aid in this quantity? It's overkill. That night, my parents asked me down for dinner at 7:30 p.m. as usual. A few minutes after setting the table, they both walked away for a moment to the kitchen. I don't know what compelled me to do it, but that was my chance. I brought my plate to the floor and let my dog eat the food that I was just moving around with a fork before my parents walked away. I quickly placed the plate back on the table before they made their way back. I excused myself and then went upstairs to my room. 9:15 came and I heard the back door open and then close. Again, my parents were headed back into the woods. I had to see where they were going. When I walked down the stairs, I passed my dog. He was out like a light. He was so still that I actually checked to see if he was still breathing. It was then that I realized this was the first time that I can remember that I actually stayed awake later than 9 p.m. It wasn't a coincidence that it was the one day I didn't eat the food that my mom made. It had to be connected to what I found last night. They were poisoning me. They were ensuring that I would be tucked away in my bed all night, every night, ensuring that I would never see where they were headed. I left out the back door and went down the path leading to the woods. I made sure to go quietly so they wouldn't hear me approaching from behind. I followed them deep into the woods until they reached this small building. I've been in these woods thousands of times and I never knew there was a building back here. I saw them follow a small group through the door and then close it behind them. They were all wearing what looked like black robes. Crouching, I quietly approached the building and found a small window on the side by the door. Peering in, I saw this robed group, including my parents, kneeling on the ground in the center of the room. They looked like they were repeatedly bowing, rocking back and forth. There was something in the middle of them. A large crack in the floorboards. A hole, maybe? I don't know. That's all I could see. I didn't want to test my luck. I turned around and ran as fast as I could back home. I grabbed the dog, brought him up to my bedroom, and tried to just go to sleep. Shortly after that, I heard the door to my bedroom open. It was my parents, asking if I was awake. I didn't answer. I don't know what would happen if I did. Did they see me back there? Do they check on me every night? I don't know. The only thing that I know for sure is that my parents have been drugging me. Every night. What am I supposed to do with this information? And what were they doing in the woods? Wait a second. Woods. Woods. There was another letter that mentioned the woods. A few, actually. Which ones were they? Fuck, I really need to catalog this shit. I'll be right back. Bella, watch my phone. I'll be right back. You'll be okay. it's okay. Thank you for watching my phone. You did a great job. Okay, I think I found the two that mentioned woods. The one about the tree that the kid broke the branch off of. And then he kept getting those notes. What did they say? I see you. And it looks like it was Prentice Woods. And there's this other one. The one with the baby born in that house during that ritual. No mention of the name of the woods, though. I've been saying woods too much. Forest? Gaggle of trees? This new letter, though. The kid followed his parents to the woods, and they were in a random building doing some sort of ritual. It didn't mention the actual name of the woods, though. But it seems likely, I guess, that the woods mentioned in these three letters are one and the same. I mean, how many woods can there be in this state anyways? Let's find out. Damn. 90% of the state is forested. That's far too much wood. Okay, what was the address again? 753 Kunduskeag Ave, Bangor, Maine. Woods. And there it is. Prentice Woods. That building that was mentioned twice. Maybe it's still there somewhere. Maybe there's still a fucking cult in Bangor. Who am I kidding? There's absolutely a cult in Bangor. Maybe John can investigate. Check the police records to see if there's any sort of cult activity in the state. If anyone can find it, he can.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.